Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
We're calling today's report Financial IQ. The American Institution of CPAs Financial Literacy Commission's recent study found that 63% of the U.S. population failed a basic financial literacy test. As baby boomers retire, they have a troubling financial future, along with many other Americans making the same mistakes, ranging from credit card debt and the lack of budgeting to emergency savings shortfalls, expensive car loans, and non-existing retirement goals. Everything is tied together and will determine one's successful financial future. Now, according to the Financial Literacy Commission, this lifestyle of not budgeting or planning creates a vicious cycle. People need credit cards to pay for their high cost of everyday spending, such as mortgages and health insurance. And the average car loan is a staggering $528 per month. And because we didn't budget correctly, and many of us are living beyond our means, we're not going to have that rainy day fund left over. So retirement financial goals will suffer greatly, which puts your future at risk. Now that explains why more than half the people working don't think they're going to have enough money for retirement. And that's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The foundation for a high financial IQ is education, complete with an evaluation of your finances. Seek out your retirement phase expert, who will allow you to take control over your financial future.
Crash Proof Retirement LLC is not licensed to sell securities, nor do they recommend securities to anyone at any time. Any interviews conducted by Retirement Media, Inc. are not to be considered endorsements.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Studios in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, this is the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, a production of Retirement Media, Inc. Now, Phil Cannella.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Phil Cannella, along with my courageous co-host, beautiful bride and CEO of Crash Proof Retirement, Joanne Small. Joanne, how are you today?
I'm wonderful today, and I'm excited to get started. We have a fabulous, interesting show today that people should really keep their ears wide open.
And we're also joined by Mr. Bob Bambera. Bob, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Joanne. Good morning, Phil. Always great to be with you guys. But I'm really especially happy for our listeners for this next hour who are going to really understand what exactly is a crash-proof retirement, right? And why is it critical that you understand exactly why you need to get educated on this exclusive crash-proof retirement system? So why don't we just start with the most simplest of questions, Phil? Who exactly is crash-proof retirement?
We are a financial firm. We are a crash-proof retirement team that does not deal with securities. We deal with safe alternatives outside the security industry that does three things that no stock, bond, or mutual fund can do. One, we guarantee you have no loss of principal. Two, you get a minimum interest rate, meaning that you always leave with more than what you came with. And three, you have the opportunity of gaining double-digit returns. And once they're credited, they're never lost. It's called crediting interest and not crediting a gain like you would on the stock market. Whenever you credit a gain on the stock market, it's never realized unless you sell the stock or mutual fund or bond and realize that gain. And of course, to sell anything on the stock market, you must pay a commission. When you get interest credited to your account, like a CD, like a treasury note, like an e-bond, like a money market account, like a passbook account, like a savings account, like a crash-proof investment account that we educate people on. It doesn't and it isn't affected by any market crash. We are a financial firm who says the financial industry is stacked against you, the people in and near retirement. We deal with guaranteed investment accounts that do not lose your principal. What do? We protect all you've worked for against market losses and ongoing fees. We do this by educating you on safe alternatives that are outside the security industry. If you're dealing with the Merrill Lynch's and all the other firms that sell securities, the mutual fund guys that sell mutual funds, the guys that are fee-based selling you mutual funds and selling you stocks, these are all people who make a living off your gains or losses. If it was a fair system, you would not lose or pay to lose money during the crashes of the economy or the down days of the market. We show you a three-step process in which we have a salary design team. These are employees who are not on commission, who do not have a vested interest in what they're picking out to protect all you worked for. We put a consumer policy protection team in place, and it's known as our salary design team. It eliminates the conflict of interest between the advisor picking out the account and you, the consumer, depending on the trust of that advisor and what he's telling you and what the account is supposed to do. Why do you need such a service? If you are in the retirement phase or close to the retirement phase, then you've already been through the accumulation phase. That's the phase in which when you were younger, you had a family, and you were working and accumulating your nest egg. But the best way to keep what you've accumulated is not to lose it or pay to lose it. You're now close to the red zone, or you're in the red zone, or you're in retirement. You're in the retirement phase, the red zone phase. And this is the phase where you start to fear of running out of money if you don't do the right financial investing. This is the fear if you're in retirement or you're close to retiring, tax increases on your retirement account. If you're in securities, you're concerned about corruption and market crashes.
Jamie Hopkins is an assistant professor of taxation at the American College of Financial Services in the Retirement Income Program. At their Bryn Mawr, PA location, Jamie has taught thousands of financial service professionals in retirement, estate planning, and life insurance. My first question to the good Professor Hopkins was about safety and security for people in and near retirement that are invested with Wall Street's risky business. Listen to Professor Jamie Hopkins of the American College in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, and his response to this question. What would be your advice to our listeners and to the everyday hard-working investor on how to stay safe and secure?
One of the best strategies, plans out there is be well diversified. Too often do I run into people that say, I'm okay for retirement, I've got all this money in my 401k, that's it. Well, you might have a lot of money in there, but having all your money in one place with one account that's going to be taxed at whatever the current tax rate is, there's a risk there. And a lot of people don't take those risks into consideration. But if I split my money really between three different accounts, you know, after-tax money, qualified plan at work, and my Roth IRA, well, I've really minimized some of the risk of changing tax rates. And that's a big one. And people need to be more aware of that this isn't a one-shot trick for retirement, that we need a bunch of different things, and we need a bunch of different asset location areas to put our money in order to be successful.
Can one safely invest their retirement account in securities? Are people safe with securities in today's economy?
Well, the couple years right before and right after retirement, that's really the danger area, the 2 years leading up to it and the 2 years right after it. And in my opinion, and there's some good research to back this up too, is that that four-year period, you really should reduce your security investments. And so, you know, whether you're moving to safer investments right around then, or you held a cash reserve and you use that up then, or whether you annuitized, which is an option for some people too, purchasing some insurance product, transferring that risk to somebody else, those are the strategies you can use. But we are talking about a lot of people, and a lot of people feel really confident when the market's high. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing that confidence increase. But if the market drops 40% the year I retire and I have to take a withdrawal from my account, I'm in bad shape. We want to reduce that as much as possible.
That's the assistant professor of taxation at the American College of Financial Services, Jamie Hopkins.
This is where an education comes in. The Crash Proof Retirement Team will educate you with your advisor, with your attorney, with your certified public accountant. We do it each and every week. We educate people on safe alternatives that have outperformed the market. We also show you one of the top financial schools, Wharton Institution, the Wharton Business Institution of the University of Pennsylvania, has done a two-year in-depth study on the very crash-proof vehicles that we've been talking about for years. When you come to the educational events that we put on each week, we show you and document three things. One, we document that the financial industry is stacked against you. And I mean document. Two, we verify through high government interviews that the regulators are not regulating Wall Street. Three, we logically show you why the Main Street media is not reporting on these safe alternatives and why they're letting these financial firms fleece a generation called you, your mom, and probably your grandparents as well if you're young enough. Here's just an example of what people have to say after seeing the Wharton study by attending one of our educational events.
As we were sitting here today and we heard Phil and Joanne talk about these instruments that are available, especially from the Wharton study, I just was amazed. I had never heard of it, never seen it. No one ever shared it with me. And yet, here's factuals. We ought to be alerted to, and we ought to know as we think about investments and how to prepare for the future.
When I saw the Wharton study, I was surprised to know that there are that many vehicles out there that are crash-proof. Watching the S&P fluctuate up and down, watching the Dow and the NASDAQ. Again, I was hurt by both of those crashes in 01 and 08. So knowing that there's a vehicle out there that pays a good return as well as gives you the safety and security, it's just terrific to know.
When I saw the Wharton study, I looked at the chart and I could not believe the red line, and then seeing the what you're offering today is the line that just went up, and that's where I want to be. I want to be in that safe part and not have to worry about this up and down.
When I saw the diagram on the Standard & Poor's as well as the Dow relative to the crash-proof programs that are available, which I was not aware of, it just was an eye-opener for me, and certainly going to pursue that. How it makes me feel to learn about those crash-proof vehicles today at my age, it's kind of almost embarrassing that I'm not aware of that or haven't been aware of that. And I find it exciting to note that now, geared with this information, I'd like to share that with as many people as I could.
The confidence coming from Wharton, it's interesting that they went in and looked into what you were doing, and they produced some evidence that, yeah, it's for real.
This is what you'll learn when you come to an education that is based on facts and, most of all, truth. If you would like to be successful in your life, in your marriage, in your schoolwork, or even in your business, your life, be true to you, first of all, and always do what's right. You have three ingredients that make up a human being, and it's really this simple. You have a conscience that is your captain you listen to. You have a heart that is your emotion that you follow. And you have a vessel, and it's called you, your soul. You have all the things you need to make good decisions. Use your common sense. Many people come out and see this Wharton study, and they're astounded. They're amazed. Why haven't we heard about this study? Why does Wharton Institution keep it a secret? We show and document to you that the security system is not your system. Not if you're 10 years near retirement or you're in retired years. How can you depend on a security raft to take you to your destination if it doesn't go through market storms? It cuts in half. You need something safer and something that's in your hand that you can depend on. And that's exactly what we do at these educational events. And many people say, well, how do you do it? How do you do it? We do it very simply. We educate you first, and it's not a sales process. It's an education process. We like to call it the Crash Proof Education Course. It is a 3-classroom session, yourself and whoever you want to bring, one-on-one with one of our licensed educators who are licensed to educate you on these crash-proof vehicles. So people say, how do you do it? How do you get paid, Phil? We are, first and foremost, a consumer advocacy firm, and we get paid through the institutions that are backing and guaranteeing your financial crash-proof accounts. You see, in the statutory industry known as the life insurance industry, these are institutions that don't go into bankruptcy. And it's not life insurance. They have investment accounts known as crash-proof investment accounts that are in a class by themselves. And as I said and as you heard, Wharton Business Institution did a two-year in-depth study. And Wharton study concluded that since these crash-proof vehicles accounts inception in 1995, many of them have outperformed the market each and every year, including 01 and 02, including 07, including 09 and 10 and 12. Why haven't you heard about it? We get paid by the very firms that we place your hard-earned dollars with that is guaranteed, not by a company, but by an industry. 100% of your money works for you 100% of the time. When you invest your money into these crash-proof vehicles, there is no upfront sales cost. There's no upfront commission. There is no ongoing market fees. There's no ongoing fees at all. 100% of your money works for you 100% of the time. We get compensated a one-time fee, and it doesn't even come out of your account. It comes directly from the institutions we deal with. We are one of the few firms in our industry that continue to service our loyal crash-proof consumers each and every year at no cost to them. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation, just a crash-proof education. But seating is limited, and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register, or register online at crashproofretirement.com. We can guarantee to crash-proof your retirement savings from future market drops. But don't just take our word for it. I want you to listen to the actual words of one of our over 5,000 crash-proof consumers. When Mark Schaefer of New Hope, Pennsylvania attended a crash-proof event, he decided to further his education by going through the no-pressure, consumer-driven process at Crash Proof Retirement.
I heard about Crash Proof Retirement from my brother-in-law. I was primarily invested in stocks. I lost money in 2008, and I was looking for a safe alternative because I knew I was getting close to retirement age. Investing in Crash Proof seemed very interesting to me because of the loss I had taken and the way I wanted to plan my retirement money to be distributed. I wasn't sure of how I was going to retire and how much money I was even going to need for retirement at that time. If you're used to the stock market and seeing large gains, you're going to see large losses also. Crash Proof Retirement is a way of guaranteeing your money and feeling comfortable about growth.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event, which is Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728, or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now back to more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, I'm Phil Cannella, along with my courageous co-host, Joanne Small. We have joining us Mr. Bob Bambera. And we're going to be talking about right now about women in retirement and the unique challenges they face, and many of us men don't even realize it, do we, Joe?
No, and that's what I think we have to really focus on. I want to talk to the men that are listening today, the spouses who love their wives and who have worked all their life to plan for the future, to make sure that your wife is secured financially and taken care of when you do pass on. And the reason we have to focus on this is because women live longer than men. And when, as women live longer, there's many issues that we as women are going to face because of living longer. Number one, health problems. If you live longer, you're going to have more health issues. If you live longer, your finances have to be more secure. So we want to talk about this issue. Now, I sat down with two of the top researchers in our country specifically about women in retirement. I want to talk to you about Kathleen Collison first. Kathleen Collison serves as the president of the Transamerica Institute and Transamerica Center for Retirement Issues. She is the who's who women's advocate as far as women's issues in retirement. So I asked her, what specifically do women face? What are the issues that women face in retirement? I want you to hear her answer. Kathryn, your biography describes you as a champion for Americans who are at risk for not achieving a financially secure retirement. Do you think women face more challenges than men in achieving a financially secure retirement?
Even in this day and age, women face certain disadvantages and challenges as it relates to saving and planning for retirement compared to men. And that's not to say men are perfect. Both women and men face challenges and what I'll call opportunities, but women have a unique set of circumstances which make them more vulnerable. And doing research and outreach on that topic is also of great importance to us.
Now that was Kathryn Collison, who is the president of Transamerica Institute and Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. I drilled down even deeper with Alicia Minnell, who is the director of retirement research at Boston College. Let's listen to what Alicia had to say to me. Alicia, there's a tremendous focus today on women and women in or near retirement. My main question is, what do you think the top challenges women are facing when they're in or near retirement?
Well, as you know, Joanne, women are going to live much longer than men.
That's not fair, Alicia, but go ahead.
Not as much longer as they used to. The gap is actually closing a little, but they are going to live longer than men. And our whole retirement system is income-based. And so they, if you look at what they earn on their own, women work for fewer years on average,
right,
and they earn less on average. And so that means that any retirement benefits they have on their own is much less than what their husband has. And so when their husband, and so they're going, their husband is going to die before they do. They're going to spend time in widowhood. And what happens when their husbands die is two things. One, to the extent that they have a pension from their husband, an old-fashioned defined benefit pension, they lose some or all of that, and their income from Social Security also goes down. So in the case of the couple where they both earn the same amount, their Social Security is cut in half. To the extent the woman contributes less, the reduction is less. But in both cases, all cases, retirement benefits go down and private pension income goes down. The other thing that we found was that the husband's death and the expenses associated with that also eat into the assets that the household had when they were a couple. So women are at risk, and if you look at older women, just a high percentage of them are in poverty or near poverty.
That was Alicia Minnell, who is a director for the Center of Retirement Research at Boston College. And as you heard what she said, there's many issues that we face. Right now, there's two Social Securities. There's a pension that a woman can possibly lose. There are issues that they face with the funeral expenses. But most importantly, a woman is going to lose her hero, men. And you need to include her in all the financial planning so she understands. You can't assume that. You have to make her part of this planning for the future.
You know, Joanne, part of that is no one gets prepared for the day they're going to disembark this world, particularly men.
I can speak for myself, and I think I speak for a lot of other men out there, that I don't think often about, you know, when I leave. I think about the present and what I got to build to be the hero for my family, to continue to bring in the revenue, to continue to give my family the life that they deserve and the life I want to give them. Many men don't prepare. And so women get broadsided, and it is very true. And there's a lot of concerns. And it's not just those issues you mentioned about living longer, so there's more health care, there's more financial need, their husband dies, they lose fixed income. They're the concerns of women. They should be part of and should help make those decisions all along the way and know where those financial accounts are and see how they work. And the worst thing you can do, gentlemen, is to depart the world and leave your wife with a security account and no knowledge on how to navigate it. Here are some concerns from two women and what they voiced to our own Joanne Small.
Hi, my name is Linda Condon. I'm from Media, Pennsylvania. My major concerns are not going through the loss of money in my Vanguard fund. I've been through the last two, and I can see the next one coming. So the fact that all of my investments are high risk and in stock is a scary prospect for me.
Connie Ace, also from Warrington. Primary concern when we first came was long-term care. I was having some difficulty getting insurance. We had heard that aspects of the products that CrashProof offered might help with long-term care. And that was really what got us initially intrigued by the possibilities.
Those are just some of the concerns that we as women have. I hope this helped women and you men out there also. You're our heroes. Make sure you stay our heroes. We'll be right back.
I'm Phil Cannella. Remember the crash of 2008 when you lost over 40% of your investment accounts? Remember that promise you made to yourself that if you ever made some of that money back, you would get off the stock market roller coaster? Well, that time has come, and the time is now. Recently, you've regained some of those lost retirement savings, but you still haven't realized those gains because your money is still at risk. Don't forget the promise you made to yourself. Get your money out of stocks and bonds and the risk and fees of mutual funds. It's time. Keep that promise you made to yourself and your family. Crashproof your future.
Isn't it time to protect your retirement? Come to the next Crashproof event, Tuesday, May 14th at 5 p.m. at the William Penn Inn at Gwinnett, PA. 1-800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com. And you are listening to the one and only Crashproof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation, just a Crash Proof education. But seating is limited and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register or register online at crashproofretirement.com. When you attend a Crash Proof educational event, you will see us unveil the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System. Also, expose the relationship between mainstream media and the stock market. Administer the Advisor Trust Test and play exclusive interviews documenting why you need a market crash prevention plan. Now, I want you to listen to the actual words of some of the thousands of people who attend our Crash Proof events every year and hear what they think. We'll start with a group of people who attended an event at the William Penn Inn explaining what they learned from Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
My name is Audrey Robinson, and I'm from the Manayunk area. Tonight at the Crash Proof Retirement event, I learned Phil's exuberance and his energy are so contagious, and he captured so much of, I think, so many of our needs beyond the difference between the bonds. With savings and every aspect of the money that we think that we've been saving I just see diminishing. And the whole crash-proof retirement approach is that honest detail and the realities.
Mary Barbera, and I'm from Medford, New Jersey. I learned from Phil that Wall Street is not for the people, they're for themselves. Phil might be able to help me by not paying commissions to a broker, and that what he really brought across was, and with passion, that nothing will touch the money. It will grow. It will be safe.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event, which is Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728, or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now back to more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Joanne, we have a little research that Mr. Bambera has done, and it's called The American Dream is Being Prolonged Due to Economic Reasons. For most of us, the American Dream is still a very real and critical and important aspect of all our lives, and it involves several key components to have the American Dream. Number one, I would think many people would like to retire in their mid-60s. It used to be 50s, but those days are gone. And the second would be having enough money to save in your retirement nest egg so that, you know, we can continue living our lives and doing the things that we're accustomed to do and not having to work for our lives. And then also being physically and, so important, mentally healthy enough to spend as much time as possible that we can with our families and our friends and our loved ones. Our hope is that the dream only has to last for about 40 or 50 working years before we can head into the twilight of retirement and really enjoy the last 20 or 30 of our lives. So it really does take two-thirds of one's life to be able to sit back the last third and be in the recess of your years. However, according to the latest figures, more and more of us are working well over the age of 65. And Joanne, you know that we sat with the top researcher, Alicia Minnell, who now sits as the director for the Center of Retirement Research at Boston College, told us that women over 65, 60% of them are at the poverty level or below. And the heartbreaking, it's a shocking statistics. And so this is what they're enduring, and they want to have the common savings so that they can retire and not have to worry about being rescued after women turn 65.
Yeah, but now the latest survey recently released by the government shows that 19% of Americans age 65 and over are still working. Phil, that's the highest rate since 1962. And the figure was just 10% in 1985.
Almost
the number
doubled.
Has steadily increased as Americans grow older and as life expectancy gets longer. Some people keep working because they want to and they want to stay active, and that's a good thing. But the sad reality is that an increasingly growing number of older Americans must continue to work because they can't afford not to.
Well, the first two crashes at the beginning of the 2000 century, that was the problem. You have a lot of people still working at Walmart after the 01 and 02 crash. You have a lot of people that are still working at Home Depot after the 08 crash. The important thing is the research was the Employee Benefit Research Institution, whose mission is to contribute, encourage, and enhance the development of sound employee benefit programs and sound public policies through objective research and education. We had the opportunity of interviewing the chairman and president of the Employee Benefit Research Institution. His name is Dallas Salisbury. We have a little clip from that exclusive interview. I wanted to continue to tell you that its most recent retirement confidence survey showed that over 25% of workers who were 55 or older say they have less than $10,000 in their savings and investments. So you ask, well, who's all the money on the market? How about institutions? It's their money on the market, not yours. Close to one out of a third workers in the age group say they expect to work until at least the age of 70,
And Alicia Minnell, the top researcher in the country, has news for you folks who expect to work till 70. She says it's going to be everyday practice that we're all going to be working through retired years, because she fears another catastrophe is on its way. Only 2 out of 3 workers, 65%, report feeling very or somewhat confident about being able to afford basic expenses in retirement. Well, basic expenses would be, you know, you're eating and you have shelter. 26% felt very comfortable. And I think those numbers are a little bit off, only from the standpoint that many people have a positive outlook and they have a positive work experience right now. But as you get into your retirement years, being an aging expert, you both, Joanne and I, realize this, that sometimes unexpected things come up. And let's not say sometimes, all the time. The miscellaneous things that you don't count on, like your health or a child needing help or some type of other emergency situation. So you never can really be prepared. Most people are not saving enough money. That's the bottom line here, because too many things are expensive today. So that puts more pressure on them to put their savings into risky investments for the slight possibility of a big return, a slight possibility. I interviewed Dallas Salisbury. He's the president and CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institution. And here's what he had to say. Dallas, you have such experience in educating people on their finances through nonprofit organizations here in Washington, D.C. How is it people don't have an understanding of what they're really risking on Wall Street?
People are looking for the lottery. They're looking for the big win, and they're willing to take an amazing amount of risk in the prospect of getting the big win. And in a consumption free market world, or in a political world based on democracy, part of the good and the bad of both of those things is that it all works based on optimism, and it all works best based on high consumer confidence, et cetera, et cetera. And this goes to a question you asked earlier, the SEC and the emphasis on disclosure. If I can put together a brochure legally, and as long as I put in the language that tells you that even though all of this stuff sounds brilliant and perfect and wonderful, please realize that you are taking on total risk and you have a risk of losing everything that you are about to put into this. And as long as that is disclosed, everything is okay, end quotes. We are a society looking for the big win frequently as individuals that discount totally that warning line.
That's the president and CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institution that is in business for many, many years. Dallas Salisbury has been in Washington, D.C. for over 40 years. He's known by everybody, and he is the somebody everybody knows. And what's alarming, ladies and gentlemen, is 45% of workers are not too or not at all confident that they will have enough money for medical insurance or expenses in retirement. And even a greater share is not too confident or not at all confident in their ability to pay for long-term care and expense. And I could tell you that's about 97% of the population. Being a long-term care expert and pioneering long-term care in the mid-70s as a 21-year-old, ladies and gentlemen, and that's how I got into this industry, I can assure you that the long-term care epidemic, which is a quiet epidemic, a lot of people are losing their estates in nursing homes, and many people now in retirement will not have enough money to pay for their own long-term care. And that's really going to hurt their legacy. Many people lose their homes that they thought they were passing over to their children. They've never made the plans. They never expected or planned on going to a nursing home, but yet they're all filled. And there's not enough nursing homes in this country to take care of the big baby boomer numbers that are starting to average age 71. So as our economy and our aging baby boomers age into retirement, there is a lot of challenges that Wall Street faces that no one's pointing out to any of us. Now, most people are not saving enough money, so that puts just more and more pressure on them.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to go into retirement. You want to be confident. You want to know that your money's going to last you. You want to know that your medical expenses are going to be there paid, and you want to know that your long-term care is going to be taken care of.
In the retirement survey by the Employee Benefit Research Institution, many older Americans say they would like to work and need to work but can't find a job, and that is another problem. The cold, stark fact for elderly in America is that unemployment rate for workers age 65 and over was 3.7% in April, and that's higher than it's ever been over the past 30 years. Experts say they expect those figures to continue to rise. And of course you can, because technology coming in and technology picking up its momentum, many people who are retiring are not technology savvy.
Right.
So more and more jobs are being taken over by technology. At Crash Proof Retirement, our educational events, we hear people's concerns every single week. Here's just a few concerns that we've gotten in the past.
My name is Mark Walton. I live in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. My retirement concerns are if I remain invested in the funds and things that I'm in now, there is bound to come a time when they go down. And it's too late for me to make any great amount of money to try to make back the money that I would lose. And so the losses look like something that surely will happen, and so I have to do something about that.
My name is Robert Gordon. I live in Warwick, Pennsylvania, out in Bucks County. Primarily, you want to make sure that the money doesn't run out before I run out. And that's certainly one of the primary things, one of the reasons, quite frankly, I still work. I'm not retired yet. It's because I love what I'm doing, but that's a whole other issue. But I learned an awful lot from Phil today about a lot of the inside information that an awful lot of stockbrokers, etc., unfortunately, don't want us to know. The fact that there is no fiduciary responsibility as a real estate broker, I have a fiduciary responsibility with my broker's license. And it was kind of saddening to hear that kind of feedback from Phil. Quite frankly, very frustrating that apparently they do so well down there in Washington that they've been able to insulate themselves from any real fiduciary responsibility, and they get away with all these hidden charges that they don't disclose. And as a real estate broker, Dodd-Frank keeps an eye on us big time. In fact, they made a lot of changes.
Now, as a community service, we'd like to let you know that many experts will tell you the best way to have a secure retirement is to continue to put it into your 401ks or your IRAs. But how can you have a secure retirement if you're putting it into securities? You know, many people did that theory from the 70s to the 80s and the 90s. They put all their money in their 401ks like they were told. They did everything they were supposed to do. And then the market took it away in 01 and 02. What good did it do those people? Can you imagine starting in the 80s and then by 2000, 20 years later, you piled the maximum $13,000 every year into your 401k, and now you're going to retire in a year or two, and then 2000 comes and takes your account in half, and now you're going into retirement? Do you know how many people that hurt? Sure you do. Walmart can tell you. Look at the blue aprons. If you're piling your money into a risk account, it makes no sense if you've been accumulating for more than 25 years. Anyone will tell you. You cannot safeguard all you've worked for and keep it at market risk with Wall Street. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We'll be right back after this break.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, May 14th, at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation, just a crash-proof education. But seating is limited, and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register, or register online at crashproofretirement.com. We can guarantee to crash-proof your retirement savings from future market drops. But don't just take our word for it. I want you to listen to the actual words of one of our over 5,000 crash-proof consumers. Crash-proof consumer Celeste Twardowski of Reading, PA, now has peace of mind in retirement because she knows that no matter what the stock market does, her retirement savings are protected from market loss.
There was absolutely no pressure with Crash-proof retirement. We felt we were given an education, and we really understood what we were doing. We're not going to lose our investment. And not only can we get protection for our initial investment, but later on, if we want to have an income stream, we can tailor our plan, and Crash-proof will help us do that. At our age, you know, we're retired. It's not only critical, it's vital to your peace of mind.
As you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it is all about the education at Crash-Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash-Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash-Proof Retirement educational event, which is Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728, or you can register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now back to more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We sure do appreciate you tuning in today. We also have with us today Mr. Mark Schran. He has now joined the forces of Crash Proof Retirement. Mark has a very interesting background. He was in the automotive industry on the high end of things, and we'll let him speak for himself. And today we also have Rochelle Porteau. Rochelle, give us a little bit of an idea. You've been with us since 2014.
That's correct.
You came out of the woodwork, so to speak, when the Inquirer published on March 5th of 2017 a fake news article on Crash Proof Retirement. In fact, the name of the article was Myth or Miracle.
That's correct.
And I guess the Inquirer was trying to say myth, and I guess we had plenty of consumers coming out saying miracle. Now, you were there the original time when the Inquirer says you're not going to make more than 1% in these contracts in this system, that you have no access, that
right.
And that the only time you get double-digit returns is if you get guarantees the first year. Now, going on your fourth year with us.
Yes.
And you're here on a Saturday. Tell us why, and tell us how you've done over the past 4 years with Crash Proof.
Well, my actual annual review was in April, but mm-hmm. things are going so well, I decided to open the second crash-proof vehicle.
Oh.
And started that process. So today I'm here to make that happen, you know, basically sign paperwork.
Now, when you open a second crash-proof vehicle, we have Mr. Ross Phillips, who is our head analyst,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to make sure that he feathers that into your system. There has to be some orchestration between that guaranteed instruments provisions mm-hmm. and the current one that you have. So mm-hmm. they're working in unison with one another. It's kind of like musical instruments. You don't want to have two violins playing two different songs. It wouldn't sound good. In fact, it would sound like they're tuning up.
That's right.
That's the whole thing about the Crash Proof system. Are there any fees?
No, absolutely not.
You haven't gotten an invoice yet? You're behind.
Not at all.
You're behind.
Not at all.
There are no fees. So you have 100% of your money working for you?
Absolutely. And guaranteed principal, and that's what I love the best.
Now, why would you come in once a year for a review on your system?
Because I want to see if I can fine-tune it, if there's anything I can do better.
So you have options once a year?
Oh, absolutely.
So you have these options?
All voluntary.
All voluntary, yes. Yep. And you're not charged for coming in for reviews.
No, not at all.
I just want people to know that. So when you come in, you sit with one of our review team members. Have you come in every year for reviews?
Absolutely have.
So this is your fourth visit?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And who did you sit with today?
I sat with Mark Schram.
And we just happened to have Mr. Mark Schram. Mark, give us a little background on yourself.
You and Joanne have been personal friends of mine for, I think, going on 10 years now. And you have always asked me to come and see what Crash Proof was all about. And I did. And it didn't take me long to decide I needed to go back to school, get my license, and come on the team. But I spent my whole career since out of college in the automotive industry. And then I went over to the private equity side, where I managed process and culture.
Wow.
And try to take a business that maybe doesn't always have the best reputation and turn these dealerships into something that the owners of the company would be proud of.
But these are not just any dealerships. You're dealing with high-end dealerships.
That is correct. I represented BMW, Mercedes-Benz.
And they weren't small shops. They were mid-sized dealerships, which are
actually the largest Mercedes-Benz stores in Pennsylvania and actually in the tri-state area.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
But, and you've done that for like 25 years?
Yeah, 28.
So you've made this transition at 40-something.
49, right? Yes.
Okay. How's the transition been for you? You sit with young lady like Rochelle Porto. You've been sitting with clients every single day now. What's your experience?
I absolutely love what I do. I have such pride.
Why?
Because we help people retire with peace of mind. They don't worry. Their money is safe. We grow it. Ross and his team, the information that they're able to deliver to me on a daily basis, I take that information and I explain it to our clients. And you and Joanne have personally coached me in how the system works, and I understand it. I learn more every day. And then I take that, and I have a client like Rochelle. We sat down, and she actually gave me the nicest compliment when we were doing her instrument today. And can you tell them what you said to me, Rochelle? Because it made my entire week.
Now, wait. You two folks met when?
Just back in April.
You came in for a review.
This last review. Okay. And I'm an educator by trade.
Oh, so that makes me think of something. Is this a sales pitch or an education here?
No.
What would be your... A synopsis of that.
I'm an educator by trade, and Mark, the way he explained it this year, I had said to him, and I guess I didn't say it to you personally, but it clicked. Like, when I'm teaching and I see a kid's light bulb go on, it has to click. And his presentation and just reviewing my vehicle that I currently have said to me, this clicks. I want more.
Mark,
that's what I did.
She just gave you your new nickname, Click.
I'm the son of a teacher for 44 years, so I guess some of it must have rubbed off on me, and I happen to have the two best teachers I could ask for with Phil and Joanne.
Well, thank you for that, Mark. Well, everyone part of the Crash Proof family is, when you have two owners that believe in what they're doing and that are part of the same system that they're putting people into,
right.
Well, then that is a family. That is one side. We're all in this together. And there's one thing that we'll all enjoy. God forbid that market cuts in half, as some of these most economists are calling for.
Brilliant minds.
We will be part of a special group where we've lost nothing. Right. And we will have such compassion for those that have. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. Rochelle Porto, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I want to make it clear to our listeners that Rochelle has been with us since 2014, like many of thousands of others, never paid a fee. Always is open doors here to come in and let us help you make life-determining decisions. Joanne and I are not just in the financial world. We are retirement phase experts. I have done, and Joanne, many terminal illness counseling. We are well-rounded. We are very familiar with legal documents. Although we're not lawyers and we're not licensed lawyers, we've owned trust companies. Mm-hmm. We've put trusts in place and power of attorneys and living wills. We are well-rounded when it comes to independent care or nursing home or assisted living. Being in the business of aging for some 43 years apiece for Joanne and I, we've become well-rounded. And that is one of the special little surprises that our clients are surprised to hear when they come in, because we are well-rounded and we can help folks in many different areas and not just their finances.
Well, we would like to thank you so much for listening to this edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And if you would like to experience a Crash Proof education in person, you can take the first step and register for the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, May 14th at the William Penn Inn in Gwinnett, PA. Now, this educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost. No obligation, just a crash-proof education. But seating is limited and you need to register ahead of time. So simply call 1-800-722-9728 to register, or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And we also want to thank all of the Crash Proof consumers who gave testimonials on this show, as they are helping to educate the everyday investor on how mainstream media is inaccurate when it comes to finances. And you can take a look at all of the interviews and testimonials you heard on today's show by visiting the new crashproofretirement.com and clicking on the YouTube link.
There, you will find over 300 of the more than 5,000 crash-proof consumers who now have peace of mind in retirement. And finally, I want to remind you to listen in again tomorrow to another edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show at 1 p.m. following the sounds of Sinatra with the legendary Sid Mark right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Joanne?
We're trying to prepare you, not scare you. Get educated. Start by calling 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you each and every week for tuning in and listening to us. That does give us the wind to our well-being sail within our heart and soul. And I want you to know that doubts in our lives are often traitors to your dreams. They'll take them away if you let them, unless you can face your fears. And fears are nothing but the unknown. And that's where your education comes in. Don't fear what's going to happen in the future, financially speaking. But do get educated and take that proactive approach. And like you taught me, Dad, always stand for the truth on a foundation and always knock down the platform of lies that stand in your way. You've taught me so well, Dad, not so much by words, but by your actions. I love you, Dad.
Betty LaHue from Swedesboro, New Jersey. I would definitely recommend Crash Proof Retirement to family and friends. For us, it's a peace of mind. You don't have to worry about the risks. You don't have to worry about fees. You don't have to worry about the market fluctuation. You know that you're going to be on a steady flow and have that income available to you to just maintain a lifestyle that you are used to in your retirement. So my message to Phil and Joanne would be just to say thank you. There's so many financial planners out there. You know, you just get lost trying to even look at all this information, to have somebody really think about the people who are actually at retirement and having tough decisions to make and how to figure out how you're going to maintain your future.
Jim Jorgensen from Wilmington, Delaware.
Mary Ann Jorgensen from Wilmington, Delaware.
I would like to thank Phil and Joanne for having this available for us to go forward with, and we appreciate it.
With Phil and Joanne, they have made our life easier, more secure, and their interest is in us, which is very, very important to us. So, yeah, we thank them very much for having the Crash Proof Retirement System available to us.